Our reading from today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 41 to 42. Luke, chapter 22, verse 41 to 42. Are you there? I'm reading from the NIV. And it says, chapter 41, I mean, he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." I'll repeat. He withdrew about a stone's throw behind them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Our theme for today is The Pillar of Christian Commitment by Pastor Clifford. So I will welcome Pastor Cliff to come to give us the message from God. Let's believe and pray. Our Heavenly Father God, I pray for the sermon for today, Lord, that God, you're going to use Pastor Cliff as a vessel, Lord, so that he can deliver your message unto your people, Lord. Let this message change our hearts and turn our ways. For it is the mighty name of Jesus we do pray, trusting and believing. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Are you blessed? Are you good? All right. I'm also blessed. A fine morning in the city of Nairobi, and the sun is already out. Very nice, very warm. And I believe that we are going to have a good day. I'm glad to see you guys. It's been a while. Taken a small break, but we are good. Mm-hmm. Turn to your neighbor. Na mwambie praise God. Mm? I am observing to see who is not obeying. Eh? I am observing also to see who is not smiling. Because if you are not smiling at 9 a.m., sasa by 2 utakuwa unafanya nini? Ask your neighbor, by 2 utakuwa unafanya nini? Eh? Yeah, so it's always good to start your day on a high note, ndio? Hata kama robbers wata rob part of the note, at least you will remain with something later in the day, ndio? All right, let's get to our theme, the pillar of Christian commitment. And when you talk about commitment, you cannot fail to talk about relationships. Bwana asifiwe. How many of us have been in a relationship? Kama ujai kwa kwa relationship, maybe you're not human. Bwana asifiwe. We need to countercheck whether you're still living. Bwana asifiwe. Any relationship. I'm also including the relationship with God. Sindio? Sasa ukisema, I'm not asking about hizo vitu mnaulizwa kwa social media and then you say they are complicated and all those other things. Apana. Any relationship. Bwana asifiwe. But we can use our human relationships to explain commitment. And the best is usually when I was reflecting on a situation whereby you have to make a promise. I was reading a story about two college mates, a boy and a girl, who, you know, when they were about to finish college, they promised each other that after 5 years, we are going to meet in a certain place. And those were the days when we didn't have phones, mobile phones, we didn't have WhatsApp. When you make a date, you make a date. And if you don't appear, you have not appeared, na date imeanguka. Bwana asifiwe. It is not like these ones where you can call, we, uko wapi? Eh? Niko hapa, nimengoja sana. You know that kind of thing. So they promised to meet after 5 years on the exact date that they were making the promise. And after 5 years, for sure they did meet. And it takes commitment. Because in 5 years, a lot can happen. Bwana asifiwe, si ndio? Yes. So when you look at your relationship, can you conclude that you are committed? That is the big question that we are asking this morning. And I know Patrick belabored that point last Sunday. And I'm just picking up from where I was because he was dealing with Psalm. Sindio? Psalm 37, eh? Verse 5 and 6. But I want to come in from Jesus because I always believe that Jesus is our best example. If we need something, then the best man that we can get example from is Jesus. And in this particular verse for this morning, it talks about Father. Let's start there. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. And then he prayed like this, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Bwana asifiwe. So the pillar of Christian commitment. I don't know why I'm getting feedback. The pillar of Christian commitment is self-denial. Self-denial. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. Some people can, you know, English is very interesting. Wengine wanaweza sema denying yourself, si ndio? Bora tu we all reach the same understanding. That is what is important. Tell your neighbor, bora tu, at the end of the day, we reach the same understanding. That is the most important thing. So, denying yourself or self-denial. And I want us to read Luke chapter 23. Let's to 23 now. No, chapter 9. I'm talking about 23. 9. Let's go to Luke chapter 9. And then verse 23. Are you there? Leo staki kuwa na pressure. 23. And he said to all, that is those who are following him, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We can read all the way to 27. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed. When he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. Bwana asifiwe. Self-denial. Taking up the cross daily. There is a word there. So commitment is a daily thing. It's a denying of yourself every day. You cannot talk about commitment if there is no time. Commitment works with time. So anybody that tells you they are committed and yet there is no element of time, either investment, either length or duration, then that person is truly lying to you because it is putting God first in everything, every time. Bwana asifiwe. So do you put God first everywhere, every time, in everything? That is what Patrick was saying last Sunday. That commit your ways to him. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. Because you can commit your ways to yourself. But it is clear we need to commit our ways to God. So do we put God first then? But now I want to approach it from a slightly different angle. Because we are talking about let your will be done. So now it is not you committing to God your way. It is you committing to God's way. So it's a slight corruption of Psalm 37, 5 to 6. Because the other one comes from you, but this one comes from what God has already provided. He has already provided a blueprint for your life. He has already provided the way we are supposed to live. It is only us to jump in and be committed to what is already provided. Bwana asifiwe. It's just like the road out here. It's just for you to go and walk on it or drive on it, but it is already there. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. So that is what I'm talking about. And that's where denying yourself or self-denial comes in. That God has provided a way. It is for us now to commit to that way. And in that way, we deny our way and we make supreme his way. And that is the pillar of all Christian commitment. Because we are talking about Christian commitment. You can have other commitments. But for this morning, I am focusing on the commitment that we have in the Christian faith. And therefore, you can then say that commitment is simply self-denial. That's it. It is death to self. That you die to yourself so that you can be alive to the self of Christ. And being alive to the self of Christ is being alive to his will. And that's why Paul tells the Romans that you need to give yourself as a living sacrifice. And in doing so, then you will be able to approve of God's perfect, pleasing will. Bwana asifiwe. So many of us could be walking, could be running on our will, thinking we are actually running on the will of God because we are full of ourselves. But when we become full of that which is God, then it is easy for us to be able to live out that perfect, pleasing will. Bwana asifiwe. And so, there is also an element of self-control. Because to deny self is to control yourself. Yeah, Steve, unacheka. There are people who don't have self-control. Or rather, they lose control at some specific moment. If you want that person to lose control, you just need to introduce something in their environment and they lose control. Maybe the guy loves food. Just introduce food and the true colors come out. Maybe they love a certain politician. Just bring in, talk badly about that politician and their true character comes out. So, self-denial is a function of self-control because there are things that we have to tell ourselves we will not do. Because we are committed to God. It's just like a husband and a wife. Steve here will tell you there are things he cannot do. He may want to go like Paul and say, what I want to do, I don't do. Anyway, let me not go that direction. But the idea is self-control. That you control yourself, that you limit yourself on certain things that Paul says, again to the Romans, that all things are permissible. But not all things are. Munajua yo? Yes. That is what it is. And that is what is the pillar of commitment. That I can deny myself. That when I said to that person that we are going to meet after 5 years, at a certain point, on a certain date, that I will deny myself any other thing that will compromise that so that we can be able to do that. Bwana asifiwe. Now, when the enemy wants to mess up with your commitment to God, he introduces doubt. So doubt is the enemy of commitment. Bwana asifiwe. And I want us to read a very common passage, Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1 to 5. Can you rush there? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Can you rush there? So that we can learn something. This morning I'm more on teaching. Because our commitment levels are low. Are you there? Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast in the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" You can see doubt being introduced. Eh? "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So if the enemy wants to mess with your commitment, all he needs to do is introduce doubt. Because remember, you are supposed to deny yourself of eating the fruit. Sindio? But he comes and says that surely, why are you denying yourself? Why is God making you deny yourself? You can actually partake. It is a good thing. Nothing will happen to you. Sindio? Yeah. Some of us even tell ourselves we can sin and go and ask for forgiveness. The grace is there. Because we don't have self-control. Because we don't practice self-denial. Bwana asifiwe. Ask your neighbor, "Are you still with us?" And you can see, all he needs to do is make you feel that God is bad. That God has not come through for you. That umeka penye umeka for long. That you may apply kazi and they are not coming through. That you may ombea ndoa yako and it's not working. That you have waited for a suitor for years and it's not happening. Doubt. That I'm supposed to control myself, but now I'm being encouraged to do that which I'm not supposed to do. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. So when you find yourself in that position, you know very well your commitment is being messed up. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. And it has happened to many people. So that's what the enemy does. And then when the enemy does that, he introduces a second thing in your life. Bwana asifiwe. So what you have now is God here and the other thing. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe. So you have God and you have the other thing. And Jesus himself said very clearly in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it should be, that you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. So all he needs to do is to introduce an alternative, an option. And then you start considering it. Look at that conversation. Mpaka Eve anasema, enyewe the fruit looks good. Initially, it was, don't eat. Apo tunde imeishia. Hata you are not concerned about the fruit, whether it looks good or bad. But after doubt has been brought in, then you start now considering, by the way, this fruit looks good. Once an alternative has been introduced like that, then your commitment now is messed up. Because you will find yourself now committing to the other thing that has been introduced in your life. And that is what we call idolatry. Bwana asifiwe. Because when we cannot commit to God, the other things we commit to then become idols. And when they become idols, we are already lost. Praise God. Praise God. So it's very important for you to understand it from that point of view. So what is then self denial? Or what is commitment? In other words, it is simply knowing God and sticking to God. That's how we can really look at it. So when we talk about Christian commitment, it's a matter of being God-centered. That we know Him, we are focused on Him, and we are stuck on Him or with Him. That is really the pillar of Christian commitment. And I like what Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, that for him, it was to know Christ. To live is to know Christ. To live is Christ. So he says, my life is Christ. That is what he was saying in simple terms. What is your life? What is your life about? Is your life about your career? Is your life about your significant other? Is your life about money? Is your life about service in church? Because you can serve in church, but not committed to God. You're committed to what you're supposed to do, but not the person of what you're supposed to do. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. So that is really the essence of commitment. That everything Paul did, it was all about Christ. He was committed to God's way. That's where we started. Committing to God's way is different from committing our ways to God. I want you to understand that very clearly. But at the same time, I don't refuse that self-denial is difficult, because the things of the world, they look good. Bwana asifiwe. Yeah, they look good. They are tempting. When Satan packages them in a nice way, you start considering, I can actually go this direction. And so that is where the problem usually is. That commitment is difficult, and so when we get temptations along the way, our commitment then becomes wanting. So for us to be committed, fully committed, we have to stick to self-denial. We have to stick to self-control. We have to exercise self-control. And that's why Paul says that I beat my body so that I can be able to run the race well. So if there is nothing that is being beaten, then there is a probability that the race will not be run well. And the funny thing is, God created us with a value for commitment. God created us in such a way that we always find something to be committed to. We have to find something to be committed to. Let me put it that way. So you will find anybody, anytime, anywhere is committed to something. The big question is, what is it? Is it an idol or is it God? So let's look at about four things that we can focus on. It is you who chooses who to commit to, and it is you who puts in the work of commitment. Bwana asifiwe. And you can see Jesus there very clearly. His will, if he was to have his way, is to avoid the cup. But because he is committed to God's way or God's will, then he says, not my will, but your will. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. So let's look at those two or three or four things very quickly. Now, Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Are you there? Acts 13, 22. Are you there? I want us to kisoma tukupamoja. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king. That is, when he had removed Saul, he raised David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. Bwana asifiwe. So David, despite his flaws, is described as a man after God's heart. In fact, when you read 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, it tells you that he is choosing David because David will do what God wants. David will not do his stuff. He will do what God wants. So the first pillar of self-denial is that you have to do God's will. You have to do what God wants. You have to obey God fully. You have to obey God fully. So if you're not ready to obey God fully, and you remember we started from Luke chapter 9, that you have to take up your cross daily. So you have to fully obey God on a daily basis. That is self-denial. That is the pillar of Christian commitment, that you will do all that God wants you to do. And he testifies about this in Psalm 119. When you go back and read that, you look at verse 47 and 48, you will see David himself declaring that he is committed to God's word. He is committed to God's law. Bwana asifiwe. And I want to talk about something else on David so that we can go to our main text again. Now, there are so many things that David was able to do because he's a man after God's heart. We can learn something from him. Of course, his faith came out, especially when he defeated Goliath. Bwana asifiwe. His faith came out very clearly when he defeated Goliath. And when you look at it critically, you see that his actions were driven by faith. His actions were motivated by faith. So he understood God. Because of his relationship with God, he was able to know, he knew that if I go against this giant, I will conquer. So in fully obeying God, there is the element of faith. And that's why James says, faith without action is dead. All these things connect. There's no contradiction. That because you understand God's way, then you are able to act according to God's way, knowing very well that God will back you up in whatever you are doing. Bwana asifiwe. So many of us could not be experiencing, you know, big things in our lives because we are yet to connect faith to our actions. We are yet to put actions to the faith. I challenge you, try it. Just commit and try it. And you will see things change in your life. Bwana asifiwe. There's something else that I need to mention about David. Again, you can note this down. You will go and look at it. Psalm 32. Go and read that psalm. But that psalm is a psalm of repentance. Bwana asifiwe. So the second thing that will make you be committed is repentance. Tell your neighbor repentance. Have you told your neighbor? What have you told them? All right. Repentance. Repentance is another thing. What repentance means is turning away from your way and getting back to God's way. According to the context of what we are discussing this morning. Bwana asifiwe. That when you lose God's way and find yourself in your way, that you will have the courage to go to God and tell him, I went my way, here I am. I am ready to follow your way. Many people try to talk about Bathsheba and David and try to bring it out like, you know, he was a very flawed man, which is true. He was flawed, yes, but David knew his stuff. When immediately he realized, I am on my way, he went back to the way. And that is why God is confident in saying, this is a man really after my heart. That even when he loses his way, he's able to go back. So when you lose your way, when you realize you are on your way, do you go back to the real way? So repentance is another thing that is involved in commitment. And that we learn even from David himself. Because Jesus was perfect. He had nothing to repent about. But David was a type of Jesus. So we can learn something from him. Number three. So we've talked about repentance. Let's talk about prayerfulness. Prayerfulness. Prayer, whatever. Our verse, Luke 22, verse 41 and 42, talks about prayer. It says that Jesus withdrew so that he can go and pray. What was he praying about? The situation that he was in, the tough situation that he was in. That he has to obey, he has to follow God's way, he has to uphold God's way, but he's finding it difficult. Many people struggle with this particular aspect. But you see, Jesus was fully God and fully man. That is really the truth. That's why some people, their favorite verse is Jesus. Yeah, munajua? Jesus? Ukiuliza jamaa memory verse anakuambia Jesus? But that was just his human element. He was 100% human, just as he was 100% God. And so, what was before him was taking a toll on him as a human being. And he went into prayer. So again, I want to submit to you that prayer will help you stay committed. Whether it is in your marriage, whether it is in Christianity, whether it is in ministry, wherever it is. Paul says, do not let any situation make you anxious, but pray. So prayer will help us to stay committed. Bwana asifiwe. Without prayer, we cannot stay committed. And Jesus was very prayerful. Even when we talk about repentance, we do it in prayer. So prayer, again, is a key thing when it comes to the issue of commitment. Then finally, we have what we call patience. That should be number four. Patience. At the end of the day, commitment is all about patience. Are you patient? Can you be able to stand the test of time? And we say that this person was committed to the cause. It's about patience, is endurance, is perseverance. Are you able to stick the course?
Are you able to be consistent that every time it is all about God? It is all about putting God first. Because that is an element of commitment. It's an element of self-denial. Because patient people deny themselves. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. It is that person who is impatient that loses control. What we are calling self-control. Because they cannot be patient. They cannot wait until they are married. They cannot wait until God lifts them. They cannot wait until God does whatever he's supposed to do. They cannot wait until it is the season for that thing to happen. So patience, very important when it comes to commitment. Bwana asifiwe. So in finishing, I want to say this. We have said that, I have said that commitment is self-denial. And in self-denial, there is self-control. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. Again, we have talked about our way and God's way. In this particular case, we are committing to God's way. That's where the denial comes in. That I die to myself and I become alive to that which is God's way. And that's why we've talked about those four things. So are you able to put God first consistently over time? Let's raise on our feet. Tell your neighbor we pause there for today. There are some people who are not believing tunaweza fika hapo. I've decided to be like a soap opera. Just leave it hanging like that. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. That is what commitment really is. And I've been thinking a lot about some things. And I can tell you for a fact, when we talk about sasa hii wacha nionge tu off the cuff. I've been thinking a lot about munaweza kuja, kujeni tu, because we will move there. But thinking about these things, about God, about Christian life, and all these things. And the thing that is very clear to me is that there is a cost. There is a cost. And the cost is what we are talking about. Denying ourselves. Naweza taka kujiachilia, but you look at the bigger picture and you realize, since jiachilia too, I mean, what's the point? I'm going out of everything. I'm going out of the source. I like this man called Elijah, and many other men in the Bible that I can talk about, but let me talk about Elijah, because Elijah is the one that has come top of my mind. James says Elijah was a mere man. Bwana asifiwe. James says that Elijah was a mere man. Tell your neighbor, you are a mere man. Or ordinary, kama hiyo Kiingereza imekuwa ngumu. You are an ordinary
man.
But James comes and says, Elijah prayed, and what happened?
Fire
did not rain.
It did not
rain.
That is what committed people are able to do.
Amen.
One as if you.
Come on, just hear anything else I've said. Because the enemy was playing around with you. One as if you. Then catch this. The reason why I was meditating on those things is because I also want to be among those people that are mentioned when it comes to exploits in the kingdom of God. So for me, meditating on this theme reminded me that I need to stick to the way. That I still need to continue exercising self-control. One as if you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because it's about God's way, not my way. Elijah was an ordinary man like myself, like you. And he did big things. Why? Because he was committed. Committed people do not engage in mipango ya kando. Bwana asifiwe. Committed people do not sin because they will repent. Bwana asifiwe. Committed people, I mean the list goes on and on. Committed people do not do things the way the world does. Committed people do not have idols. That is the cost. Commitment is a cost. So if you've been saying I'm committed and you're not paying the cost, you are lying to yourself. John tells the believers, I think in 1 John, that when you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself.
Amen.
Yes. So I am here to tell you, if you want to become a person that is mentioned in the kingdom of God, there is a price. And it is commitment. And today we've talked about self-denial. So I'm alive to the fact that there are things I will never do because I have to beat my body. I'm alive to the fact that it is God's way and nothing but God's way. So today I've come to remind you that there is everything. There is life in Jesus. Life in abundance. All you need to do is commit. Fully commit. And you will see things happening.
One as if you.
Amen.
So today, I want you to pray. I want to pray with you. I want you to pray and I want to pray with you. If there are things that have been messing around with your commitment, there are things that are taking your attention away from God, there are things that are making you put God second, third, fourth, then this is your morning. Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
This is your morning. Speak to God about it. Speak to God about it. I am here to pray together with you because I understand there is a price to be paid. Kuna malipo. I wish I knew a song that talks about the costs that we need to pay. But what I know is I will not be the same. I will not be the same because I want to be commitment. Sita baki kama nilivyo. I will not. I will not remain the same. I have to declare to myself that I have to beat this body. It is the way.
Sitabaki kama nilivyo.
to make a choice. It is costly. But the benefits, the blessings are good. The blessings are good. You have to commit. You have to repent. You have to come back to the cross. You have to come back to the way. There is no other way about it. Elijah was a mere man, but he did not do the things of mere men. If you want to not do the things of mere men, if you want to be extraordinary, there is no other way but to be committed. There is no other way but to be committed to God. It's not about committing our ways to God. It is about committing ourselves to the way of God. So you have to make that resolution. Daniel said, I will not corrupt myself with the things of the king, with the food of the king. Why? Because I am committed to God. We have to begin to say no to the things that corrupt. That is the only way that we can die. Not as mere men, but as men who have done exploits in the kingdom of God.
Again, Lord.
Just a moment. I don't know why there is heaviness. I don't know why there is heaviness. I want to conclude, but God still keeps pushing me. David slept with Bathsheba. You can consider that a very big sin. But he repented. And God forgave him. And God gave him a new start. I'm feeling heaviness. Because there is someone here that is not coming clean with God. Please take another minute. Let us speak to God about our ways and His ways. There is somebody that needs a turnaround this morning. And I'm not going to leave here until the Spirit convinces me that somebody has received their turnaround. That somebody has come back to the way. That somebody has been restored. That this one sheep that God went after is back in the fold. Because God is about the lost sheep. things that have to go. There are things that we have to leave behind. There are things that we have to quit. You don't have to live like a mere man. You don't have to. You don't have to. And the difference is just commitment. Just commitment. You don't have to. Raise up your right hand. Father, commitment in our generation is not an easy thing. We are struggling. There is pressure all around us. We do not put you first, Lord. We engage in things that separate us from you, Lord. But Father, this morning, there is grace. Father, this morning, there is restoration. Father, this morning, there is opening up of eyes. Father, this morning, there is revelation. Father, this morning, there is a turnaround. May you turn around a life today. May you turn around a destiny today. May you turn around a situation today, Father. Somebody that has been struggling with an addiction, somebody that has been struggling with a hidden sin, today we break it right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that you are free. May you use your freedom to commit to God. Father, I thank you and honor you for what you have done. Receive praise, receive worship, receive glory this morning, because you are great. You love us. You have good plans for us. And you are going to fulfill those plans in our lives in this lifetime. We receive your grace today. We receive your blessing today. We receive you again afresh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've got my mind made up. And I'm not turning back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind. Of my life.